Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Shut up, faggot. Here we are. It is 3 in the morning. I didn't know I had to go to L.A., man. So now we have to do this show at 3 in the morning. So this is a pre-recorded show. And we have Rob Scott here. He's the sound man for Viva La Bam. We have Brandon Novak. And we have Oz. And the first thing we need to talk about is what Rob Scott is looking at, which is 100 pages of what?
Well,
hello.
I don't know. Should I start?
Start. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, this is Novak's manuscript for his memoirs, which is a really amazingly interesting story. And I remember when he was first writing this on a notebook, a fucking spiral notebook. And he and I would talk about this, and he'd share stuff with me and let me read it. And
did you think when he was telling you 8 months ago that it was really going to actually be finished one day?
You know what? In my heart of hearts, I thought it would be. But I did have my doubts. I got to be honest.
Remember when he was drinking shitty shit fruit punch with booze in it at State of BAM?
Yeah.
And he was sitting there all hammered, and he had one shoe on, and the other shoe was a roller skate.
Now, see, yep. Rob Scott was always the guy that you talk to. Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah.
Rob was always the guy that you talk to because no matter how much of a piece of shit he thought I was or everyone else, he gave me the benefit of the doubt. And he was always interested and wanted to hear what I had to say. You know, so for you to say that now is brilliant, man. You know, a lot of people thought I wouldn't do shit with it, man. But
yeah.
It's pretty much done at this point.
But that's what I'm saying is that really nobody thought you were going to do that. You know, you're scribbling, and it was like, whatever. And I kept reading little bits. He'd share stuff with me and ask, what do you think of this? Does this make sense to you?
Dude.
I'm like, yeah, I love it. And now I can't believe this. I'm so proud of you.
I read the whole motherfucker.
Is it great?
The whole goddamn thing.
Yeah. Which he hates reading.
No, shut up. I like it all. Yeah. I like it. The only complaints I have is that each chapter, there's always one sentence that goes, I mean, comma, fuck, comma. I've been on heroin for 7 years. Like, there's always that comma, fuck, comma that
But
I
that's
hate.
Him. That's
I
how
know.
He talks.
That's
the syntax.
That's how he talks, which sounds good when he talks, but when he's writing that down, it just makes it sound unintelligent.
So when I'm writing it, he'll be like, write what you want, buddy, but I'll, like, just pay the difference to have it, eliminated. So, like, now that I see him reading it and he's eliminating it, which he can do because he's the boss of all this shit, I think twice about it. I still believe and feel it should be there. But that's what he does, man.
You know? It makes you think, but, I mean, it puts flavor in there, and that's you. And I didn't know we were serving hors d'oeuvres. Anyway, so.
Ben just shoved a dildo in my mouth, 8 foot long.
Sorry, fellas. I had to.
Hors d'oeuvre.
I kind of liked it, though.
Oh, nice Christmas lights.
Halloween lights.
Lovely Halloween nights.
Halloween nights.
Yeah, looking forward to those.
You going to Jesse's wedding?
I'd love to.
You better, you faggot.
Yeah, I have a date.
Now that you're in the area.
He's not a faggot. He has a girlfriend.
No, well, I'm a faggot.
I have a fiance.
Rob Scott, how old are you?
Cheers to you, Rob Scott.
40.
Yes, say what 40, you want.
47?
What was that?
47?
Yeah.
You're 47.
Yeah.
Does he look 47?
I'd fuck him because I think he's like 24 and I'd get street creds. If you don't know who Rob Scott is.
You get street creds if you fucked him?
If you don't know who Rob Scott is, he's the guy who was on Limo vs. Lambo. I did the mini rev line. Bam says, yo, Rob, do you have audio? And they turn around to Rob Scott.
Out of the entire 5 seasons of Viva La Bam that Rob Scott has worked on, he's been in one episode, and it's in Limo vs. Lambo when I put on the glasses that have the eyeglass cam, and I go, Rob Scott, do we have audio? And then he goes, yeah, it lasts 1 second, and he's in it.
Yeah. And we'll get close, you know what, during the Christmas thing, and also during a scavenger hunt.
You're in scavenger?
We blew by me a couple of times, you know, because we were running past. Remember, that was when we allowed cameras in the shots? Remember that?
Yeah.
In the old days before the
I TV. Like seeing behind the scenes.
I love that stuff. I thought that was really, it's what made the show original.
It only happened because fucking Boy Wonder here made it happen.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Anna hated me?
Yeah.
She wanted me to die. The only reason why she paid me is so she could be my boss, so I'd listen to her.
Yeah, did you know that?
Do you remember FHM?
Novak never got paid every show that Novak was on, he never got paid until he was just
FHM.
Like, he would just be like, he would go to the boss of the show and just be like, yo, DeVito, which I know back, order me a fucking pizza. What? I'm the director of the show. I'm not ordering a fucking pizza. Then fuck you, motherfucker. Like, you just give everybody the hardest time. Finally, they're like, dude, let's just give Newbeck $1,000 an episode, then he can't bitch about anything.
They couldn't find me because they didn't hire
me. I remember that.
So the prime fucking situation was the FHM.
I know.
Anna hollered at me so hard.
Hell.
I'm like, bitch, fuck you, man. You don't give me shit. You're not my boss. Bam.
To deck there. And then I said, Novak. I said, Novak, just wear, like sketchy-ass, like, Fruit of the Loom whitey-tighties and come out in biker boots and serve us drinks. Instead of doing that, he goes into my room, puts in a porno, and then he gets a hard-on, starts jagging off with lotion, comes out with a full-blown hard-on.
He comes out with a glazed...
And you could tell that it had lotion all over because his dick was shining like a diamond, boy.
Fresh out of the fucking jewelry shop. Yo, Anna had to reevaluate her life, man. But you know what?
Anna really had to contemplate her life and what is she doing, and, like, I can't believe I am a producer of a show that has people coming out with hard-ons, with biker boots.
With biker boots and a rock star belt.
Bitch, we're not filming the Golden Girls, man.
It was definitely not the Golden Girls.
Although we film more episodes than the Golden Girls, we're not filming that.
And you probably outsold the Golden Girls.
Maybe.
And I think if any of the Golden Girls had seen you, they would have done you with that glazed hard-on, buddy.
What's one of their names?
Well, Ruth? You had B. Arthur.
Ruth?
Ruth, yeah.
I could have banged Ruth out.
No. Would you hump her?
I don't know anybody. Price is right.
She's really? So hot.
Yo, prime example. I'm sleeping. Dipshit kicks my door. And he doesn't knock. He kicks my hotel room in at the Miami Awards. I'm sleeping at 6 p.m.
Right.
He's like, yo, get dressed. We're going to the awards. Man, I don't have no fucking ticket, man. Let me sleep. No, get dressed. All right, man, what do I wear? He's the boss. He gives me the goddamn keyboard to the fucking computer.
Right.
Tape it on. I got more publicity than I could think of, man.
Wasn't it a wise decision?
Man, I'd probably suck your dick and swallow right now if you like.
Is that
think about it. It's just an ass, and at least you don't have a fat ass.
No,
like,
you're
in shape. All you do is put duct tape on it with, like, a keyboard, and then people will just be like, who's the guy with the nice ass that looks kind of minging with a keyboard around it?
Yeah, I'm doing the white car because the assistant, I look next to me, it's the game. He's like, yo, nigga. What kind of fucking outfit you got on?
The game said that?
The game said
that.
Did
it really?
Right next to
the
us.
Game was there?
He was right next to us.
Do you like him?
He's my idol. One of them.
Do you like P. Diddy?
No.
Yeah,
I respect his business aspect.
Mm-hmm.
He started out as a goddamn fucking, as a dude that runs against coffee with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But now he's like making millions. I can't deny that. Like the real word faggots. The real word fucks. Bam. You left me at the bar tonight, right? The real world guys. Brad, you know Brad. Fuck him, let's call names. Fuck him.
I don't care about
this. This is Novak that said it.
Really?
He's like, yo, I'll take you back. I'm like, nah, we really don't care for your kind at our house. My house.
I
didn't give him the plan.
Wait, you said
here's
that?
Here's our real world.
My house.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Did they show up at Kildare's tonight?
They were there.
And what did you say to them?
They were filming out front of Kildare's.
This is like, my babysitter.
They're still filming that garb?
Yeah. Like some random black dude, like, who's this guy? Did you know who he was? No.
Fuck him.
But they're like, yeah, we gotta go, we gotta go, we got a stretch SUV coming up for you. And we're like, yeah, we gotta hightail it out of here.
Like, Novak,
right,
we'll take
now.
You home. I'm like, nah, we gotta do a show and I don't want you on it. I would never bring your name into it, Bam, you know? Because you don't need that controversy. But fuck that, man.
So I didn't even know they were still shooting that. Are they shooting that show in Philly still?
Therefore, I'm going to an after party after we're done this with Brad.
Yeah.
To fuck these girls.
The only problem that I have is that, think about it, the real world are just nobodies that end up getting filmed.
They're like a guy like me who does random
shit
all day.
They're like a guy like Oz. Oz wakes up, works
like,
at Fairman's,
look at
works at Fairman's, does his fucking college homework, gets drunk, and then goes to bed. And some dickhead films him, and then here he is famous when he goes to the bar. You're not famous, you're just a dickhead who did homework, worked at Fairman's, and then drank beer at the bar.
Like, who the fuck are you, Brad, from the real world? I'm not going to go drink.
He might be a cool dude.
He's not, he's a fucking homework.
But why does he have to wind up getting 10 amounts of pussy over the fact that he just does homework, drinks beer, and then goes to the college?
You know what? It's a celebrity factor. If you're in front of a camera and chicks see you on TV, they want you.
Well, shit, if I have to pay $500 to be in front of a camera every day, then I could continue that.
He's all about popping wheelies on his motorcycle, and you
how
know
about
it.
The fact that
really think, yeah.
I'll take a chance to, like, break my neck tonight just for fucking film creds without money. You know what I mean? Like, this dude films our conversation, then he does bar tours and signings. You know? Like, suck a dick, bitch. You did nothing to deserve this.
Wow. Well, you know what, though? But he's got it. I don't know.
I don't knock it.
You know
why? Get in where you fit in.
Because college girls are so busy being fucking drunk that they go, ooh, I saw him on MTV. Yeah. You know what you saw him doing on MTV? Nothing.
He saw him just
he didn't do
around.
Anything. He didn't do anything talented. He wasn't playing the piano. He wasn't rocking to a guitar.
He wasn't dancing.
He wasn't skateboarding. He wasn't doing any cool tricks.
He wasn't even doing the
moonwalk. He wasn't doing anything.
No.
He was arguing with his dickhead gay buddy that they always have to have on Real World. They always have to have a gay guy.
Yo, yeah. I told Ben,
they're probably arguing.
The Real World guys called me tonight, Novak here.
Right.
And they're like, yo, we have a limo. Come with us to fucking go to like these bars in a limo. I tell Ben, I'm like, yo, let's get him on the show so I can dog him out. He's like, dude, I don't even respect them enough to have him at my house. You know? And
is that
I
what you said?
Well, I asked you to have him here for the show.
Oh, is that what you told him?
I asked you. I didn't tell them that. I would never, like, do that wrong.
But you tell them that we don't even want him at the house?
So therefore, they wanted to give me their limo to bring me home. I'm like, nah, man, we're just going to do the show, and I'll meet you later. So we have some good fucking voicemails that we should play.
See, I don't hate him. I just think that they're just like everybody else at Westchester University.
And I don't like frat boys, man. I hope they die quick.
Yeah, anytime I ever get in any kind of fucking drama, it's always a frat boy going, yo, do a fucking shot at me. I already did 30 shots. I don't feel like doing another. Oh, so you're saying I can out-drink you? Yes, you can out-drink you. You're a fucking pussy then. Yeah. Like, they're always just trying to start drama.
It's
you
like that.
You're right. I remember the night you and Tim out
Where's
there?
Where's Fireball Ministry?
I like them.
Probably recording.
They're on tour.
What are you going to say?
Aren't they on CKY?
Do you have a song?
Play it.
What's it called? Sunburn, Tom?
Aren't they opening for CKY?
Sunburn?
Something like that.
Is that true?
Let's know the exact terminology.
We have, who's over for CKY, man? With your $10,000 diamond watch on, man, that's your
Have you guys seen that watch? It's awesome.
Viking Skull and Clutch.
Yo.
Oh, yeah?
That watch, man,
you
if
like
I
it?
Decide to relapse with drugs, hide it.
That'll take you for a week or two.
You know what, though? I've seen a lot of fake-ass watches on 52nd and Market, and I never knew the difference, but, like, it's now that I know this one's real, when it, like, shines in a certain-ass light, I could always tell that maybe it's probably definitely real.
You know something? The diamonds are catching the light in such a way. It's absolutely wonderful. I love it. I do love it.
Yo, I was trying to finish up a few things I had to write about tonight. And I couldn't because them diamonds kept fucking shining my eyes, man. And I'm like, that thing is real. Yo, millionaire, if I shoot up again, hide the watch.
Yeah.
It's worth
thinking
about.
Let's devote this one to the watch called Giannotto. Sounds Italian.
Let's devote to your father who lost so much weight to earn you that watch.
Bill lost weight to give me a diamond watch. And I jacked off shining like a diamond, boy. This is Fireball Ministry, Sunburn on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
We're
fight. Holy Lord, I got a moment. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner. I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
That was Fireball Ministry, and it's not even out yet. I get these CDs before they even come out, which is why you need to listen to the fucking Radio Band, because I get this shit before you even hear it.
You know what? I love that song. Deal.
You do?
Yep.
Well,
yep, and Viva La Band, that was great.
Don't kill
it. You know, I gotta say, the back of that CD cover, best rock star shot ever. On
you
top
like
of the Alps, totally.
That was good.
Totally.
I agree.
Best rock star
that.
Shot ever, I know. It was on
it
top
was
of the Swiss
rock.
Alps.
Well, Rob Scott, I would tell you to go get Fireball Ministry, but being it's not out yet, I'd say count down the days and then count from 1 to 8 and then go to the record store and get it.
I'll get it. Hey, when
we have Oz here, we have Novak here, me and Rob Scott, the sound guy for Viva La Bam, and I want to talk to Oz right now because I was at Kildare's with him and I heard this minging ass blonde bitch.
No,
she wasn't minging. She was all right.
She's all right.
She just turned psycho. Because her name was Bryn, and I saw on your phone that she called you 30 fucking times.
No, no, let's go
about?
Through. Let's go through.
Who
it right
calls
now?
Somebody 30 times? If you love somebody and they call you 30 times, that could ruin a serious relationship.
Within 2 hours, she called him.
We're gonna go. We're gonna go through it right
now.
Call
her and find out why she did it.
No, we're gonna go through it right now, and I'm gonna tell you how many times she goddamn called.
That'll take too much time.
Did you?
What do you mean you just got home?
You're on Sirius Radio.
You're on Sirius Radio, Bryn.
Great.
Why did she call so many times?
Why did you
Why did you call me 30 times in 2 minutes?
Huh?
Why did you call 30 times last night when I told you not to call after the 22nd time?
You're an asshole. You fucking tell everyone now? Like, I don't give a shit.
What do you mean you don't give a shit? Talk to me. Tell me why you called me 30 times.
Dude, because I did. I don't know.
Because you did. That's
I don't even know what's doing that.
That is a horrible excuse.
Know.
Give me a better excuse than that, please.
What did you really want?
I don't have an explanation. I don't remember last night.
What did you want?
What did you want?
I don't know.
You don't know. Come on, Bryn. Come on, Bryn.
You wanted to fuck. Stop the small talk.
I'm gonna be fucking blunt with you, alright?
Excuse me?
If I'm on the radio right now, then I wanted some ass last night.
Thank you.
Of course. You wanted the honest
nice
man.
I love the brutal honesty. We're starting to like you, Bryn.
Yeah, this band talk, girl.
Way to go, Bryn.
If you want,
she's starting to be honest. We like that.
If you win Bam over, you win me over.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Bam blew
up.
What?
Where
are you?
Well, I didn't know I had to go to L.A. like tomorrow, so I usually do a live show on Monday, but now it's 3 in the morning and we had to do it on Friday, which means I'm shit-tossed. So now we had to bring Oz over here because my real friends can't come over. So Oz, being Novak's friend, Novak's friend.
You guys are so important that we're going to our radio show. We're like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
you're see, Oz is a friend of a friend, so...
Bitch, you're doing inverted cake stands right now with fucking
see,
Joe.
If Oz wants to be my real friend...
Walking around with them titties
he's
got
to win me over tonight with this Radio Bam show.
I'm like 2 minutes from Bam's house.
Well, ooh, get over here. Get over here.
Yeah, come on over.
Novak's going to bang you out. Now, come over.
No, I want to know the truth. I'll talk to you in a second. Come over.
No, I'm not gonna come up with that shit. I'm not gonna get harassed all night. I do not
want to. Nobody's gonna harass anybody. You're gonna come over and get banged out by Novak. That's the end of the story.
That won't happen.
No. Am I on a speakerphone?
No.
Yes, you are. Yes, everybody's listening. Yes.
All right, Bryn.
Someone come pick me up.
No.
Pick you up? Where are you?
You're not that important.
No, she's sort of
important.
Oh,
okay. Can you just talk shit on me all night?
Yeah, Novak, why'd you do that?
Slap me.
Barrett. Apologize. I'll slap him for you, babe.
Ouch. See? People care about you.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
okay,
they do.
Come here. You know
get
where.
The fuck over here.
You know where we live, right?
Get over here, babe. We have 30 more minutes of radio play.
I'm
you gotta come over and make it happen.
Take your microphone.
Come on, Bryn, hurry up.
We need answers.
We'll get her here.
Yeah.
No.
What's
yeah,
up?
Someone come pick me up. I will go over there. I'm just
you, if you know where it is, then you come over here right now.
Well,
it's going nowhere.
A lot far.
All right, we'll come get you.
A lot far.
We'll come get you.
We're in Pekopson. How? It's
we're
always far.
You,
we're in Unionville's fucking far from Pekopson.
For
Christ's sakes.
You don't even know where you live. We're in
Christ's sakes.
Let's talk about our own shit, Bam.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about?
We have recordings.
What kind of recording?
I have some, you have some.
Or is this like Psycho Girl Night? Is that the deal?
Okay.
Yo, that
psycho
girl was seriously
night.
Psycho.
Let me tell you this.
A lot of girls are psycho, dude. Girls just wind up psycho.
Let me just tell you this, that my fiance Trish.
Yes, sir.
237 text messages in the space of 12 hours from my ex.
Shit.
237.
Saying what, dude?
Didn't you give her $6,000 and she's denying to give it back?
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And then also something else.
Yeah. You were down in Mexico. You saw the whole
thing. She sent all these messages to all of our friends that you were gay.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
I thought you were gay. You were like, I'm Rob Scott and I'm gay.
Yeah.
And then you told me it wasn't me. It was my ex-girlfriend because she's trying to ruin my life.
Do you know what she did now? She sent emails out and plus faxed a letter to Viva La Bam, to the production company that did Viva La Bam with us. Saying that I resigned, that I hated working with everyone, I would never work with Viva La Bam.
Dude, that's major suitable type shit.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of it.
She probably has nothing to offer, though.
Pretty much. She's
like,
upset.
If you sued her, all you could get is probably tits and pussy.
I don't want it. Don't want it.
So then you're screwed.
At it. You know?
Well, you are.
I've got a wonderful woman, I'm very happy with her, and that's what's pissing her off. So, you know.
Yeah, just like Missy's ex-boyfriend. Oh, man. Speaking of Missy's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah? Listen, what?
We went to Blarney Stone the other night.
Okay.
His minging ass was there. He was all hammered and shit. And I had Novak go up to him and confront him about, dude, he calls up Missy's mom and says, like, Bam was at Duffer's the other day, and he was banging some girl out in the bathroom, and total false info shit.
Right.
And then we went to Blarney Stone.
Right.
And he thought that I was there with my homeboys, which I was.
You were.
But he had no idea that Missy was there. So he was like, I'm looking at Bam, French and chicks right now, Missy, you have no idea. I can't believe you left him for me. Oh,
awesome.
My God. Oh, dude.
What a fucking idiot.
Here's the funny part.
Well, let's play these messages right now. I want to hear them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They'll get it ready. I'll tell you the story.
Okay,
I'm his homeboy, man. I'm going to ride or die, man. Whatever he says goes,
sure.
Right? So the dude...
He P-Funk, calls himself P-Fucking
P-Funk. P-Funk goes to the bathroom. All right.
Why am I here watching them make out with some girl when his girlfriend? Huh? Why am I sitting there watching them make out with some girl without
fire suspense? It was Missy, you stupid ass.
Comes up to me and says, Sam wants to make friends with you. Brandon says, Sam wants to make friends with me. Why are you letting Sam fucking hook up with other girls? What the fuck did you give up?
What a moron.
Oh my God.
Game on. Yeah.
He's so pissed that he got broken up with.
Wait, there's better ones.
Let me get that number.
Yeah. Missy, give me the other one.
Let me get that number.
Hold on.
You know what it is?
And then we're calling
it. Hold on,
shush. This is P-Funk time. Listen.
Fucking asshole. Fucking cheat on you. We love each other. And it's our fucking adjustment, this furry little motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Me and you, we love each other. Everybody blew him. He walked in a fucking glory suit, everybody.
That was your buddy
who
wanted to kick in the Lambo, you homo.
You
got kicked out. Then you were left with no one. Play the other one.
I want the number now.
Play the other one.
I'm calling him.
Can you hear us?
In 1 minute,
I'm calling him.
I'm calling him. Sorry.
I am. Here's the other one.
I fucking love everything for the fucking little dirtbag. You're making it with every fucking girl in the fucking bar. It's true. You're at fucking Simmons outside, motherfucker. The brain that can't play Terry.
He's hurting.
For sure.
My name's Brandon. We're not gonna fight. I said, man, motherfucker.
Listen to how minging he sounds.
He's punching balls right now.
Fuck this. Waste time.
You're my fucking baby for me. I will fuck you in the world.
I will murder this guy in a heartbeat.
Are you fucking in love with him?
He's a loser.
Oh my god, dude, he's losing sleep every night because of this. Too bad he fucked Elaine, though. That's the problem.
Dial that.
If he didn't fuck Elaine, then he probably could have still been with you, but, you know.
So what did he do? He cheat on you or what?
What's the deal?
No, he was just an asshole.
Let me see if I'm
he sounds like it. You know he left the bar like...
bitter asshole.
Yeah, he sounds bitter and jealous. It's like, that's what happens.
Jealous ain't the fucking word. What do you call that?
The whole time that him and I were together, he always would, like, have not nice things to say about Bam.
I haven't spoke to her for 4 years, and even if I, like, showed up on TV while they're flicking channels, he'd be like,
there was no MTV watching in our house, just in case, like, anything that had to do with, like, Viva La Bam came on. So it was just a matter of timing that, like, him and I happened to break up, and then, like, 2 weeks later, Bam and I ended up together. Yeah. So he's, like, extremely bitter about the whole thing.
He leaves the bar every night. Kicking tires, punching rear view mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Side view mirror is like,
well, dude, the funny thing is, we went home together and laughed about it, and he's like,
that's the only thing on his mind through the whole night.
The funny thing is, his friend got caught by a bouncer saying that he's going to kick the Lambo in. So the bouncer came up to me and he goes, hey, that guy in the blue striped shirt there says he's going to kick the Lambo. And I'm like, so then I totally confront him about it. I'm like, you know what? Kick this fucker out of the bar. Everybody clapped when he left the bar. P-Funk was left there alone.
Oh, man. Poor P-Funk.
Oh, dude, it was so good. It couldn't have worked out any motherfucking better.
You know what? I remember before meeting you, Missy, I was watching Haggard. If you people out there, if you haven't seen Haggard, that all the guys did, go
Missy's actually
Haggard.
In it.
Missy's actually in it. And I was watching it. It was like a couple weeks ago.
In the Invention of the Future contest.
In the Invention of the Future contest, and on the bleachers, she's sitting right next to Bam. They end up talking. I was like, oh my God, that's Missy, because I hadn't met her before when I first saw the movie. So if you guys out there haven't seen that movie,
these
guys did
big ass titties in the background trying to wind up fuck.
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was
good
movie.
That wasn't me.
I really liked it, and I saw it before we came out here to do Viva La Bam. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's called Haggard. And Bam and the guys did it themselves, and they did a really good job. Check it out.
Well, shit.
Shit what? I'm going to play a fucking song, and then we're going to talk more shit on people that we hate.
Yo,
hate so many people, and being it's 3 in the morning and we've been drinking,
fuck
this
them
is
all.
The night where we call everybody out. So this one goes to the first hymn song ever. It sounds like shit because it was recorded on a 4-track, but being it's 3 in the morning, I feel like listening to it. It's called Borealis. It's the first, it was recorded on a fucking 4-track, so if it sounds like shit, fuck you. And change the channel if you don't like it, because this is my favorite song, so fuck off.
No, I gotta say, sorry.
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, Borealis hymn, first hymn song ever. He said you all know that he was
That's our son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Holy shit, that was the first hymn song ever recorded ever in 1996, Bareilles. I know it sounded like shit, but I like it. It was on. It was done on the 4-track, man. They were only 17 years old. And speaking of 17, this has nothing to do with Novak, but he has a message here of this million-ass bitch that was trying to fuck him.
Check this out.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe you should have left that needle in your arm a little longer. Maybe you would have done society a favor, you fucking piece of shit. See ya.
She loves me. She said bye. She had the courtesy of saying bye.
Should we call her and find out why she feels that way?
Yeah, it does call her.
She's not going to. That's evil. That is evil.
Keep that on, Tom Rock.
No, she thought that you put a picture of her naked on the internet. That's all it was.
Because someone said that, but it's not true. Here.
That's what that was about.
Well, Alex is here, so maybe you can talk to her.
Yo, maybe you should have done society a favor and left that needle in your arm a little longer.
Come on, bitch.
Answer the damn phone.
Listen to the voice now. It's like her boyfriend hollering at me.
Is it really?
So, like, I was, like, shopping for Nancy's, like, birthday present and all.
Oh, he's so pissed that you fucked her?
And I was gonna get, like, this, like, fuck this, like...
Oh, dude.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna get this fucking
bag. Getting here, but... Anyways.
Oh, dude, that dude is so bitter because you banged this girl out, man.
Yo, I banged out with, like, 12 of my friends, man. You know?
Yo, we went to, like, where we go, off media, whatever, that exit. Sure. We went to go see her and her boyfriend's band play or whatever, and then we end up there. She leaves him while his band's playing to come back to Westchester.
Dude, he actually gets blown while his boyfriend's out there playing bass and shit.
That's, by the way,
like, it's one thing if, like, your boyfriend's out on tour and then you wind up getting fucked, but if you're out on fucking tour and your girlfriend's at the venue blowing some dude in the fucking bathroom, Jesus fucking Christ, man, have a little bit of morals.
She had the nerve to call me and say she left a needle in my arm. Bitch, have some fucking morals and some values. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a girlfriend that I love and, like, I'm fucking everybody, you know? She's nuts, dude. She's nuts.
Said yes.
She sucked every one of my friends off. Joe DeVito, MTV employee. Fuck him if he hears it or not. I banged her out while she sucked his dick, you know? Fuck her, man. She's a whore. So I,
when was that?
One of the parties here.
You never told me about that.
You were here for that.
I know, I was here for that, but you never told me.
You've never heard of that.
But you don't take part in my sex.
It's probably in my goddamn ass bed while I was in the swimming pool.
You don't take part in my sex shit, so.
But this girl, though, she invites us to a goddamn rock show with her boy fucking playing bass and her guitar. And then she has the nerve to leave the show to come back to Westchester to fucking fuck Brandon. Like, are you serious?
But Brandon's the scumbag.
Yeah.
And Oz is like the all-American dream. Hey, Bam, how did I become such friends with this fucking frat faggot here? Which is Oswald.
Oz, I don't know. He worked at Fairmont. Did he work at Fairmont?
Yes, I did.
I never, like,
I was never friends with Oz, and then one day Novak started hanging out with Oz when I started going out on tour and stuff, and he'd be like,
I'm going over Oz's house. I'm like, who's that faggot Oz? He's like, he comes over here every once in a while, and he works on the half pipe.
I
look at Oz. I'm like, this frat boy did not work on half pipes, dude.
I didn't know he was. I met him during the show. I didn't even know he was a frat affiliated. You know?
Oh, he used to model for Abercrombie.
If you ladies and gentlemen don't know Oz, if you don't know Oz, he looks like Chris. What the fuck is his name?
Oz Klein.
Chris Klein from American Pie.
He's looking.
He looks like Chris Klein from American Pie. That's what he looks like.
So that's the thing. Like,
he's better looking.
I fuck a lot of bitches.
Who, Oz is?
Yeah.
No, he isn't.
Fuck no.
Listen, I'm not gay. I think he's better looking.
Maybe Oz ate one more cheesesteak than Chris Klein did.
Maybe I did. I might have.
Yeah, he's worthless, dude. Oz is worthless. But the thing is that, like, me and Oz, I don't like his kind. He doesn't like mine. But we mix because, like, we're night and day. And I like him for that. But he gets so many hot bitches. I fuck, like, toothless 80-year-old broads most of the time. He brings these frat bitches home that, like, love to leave him with a hard dick. So I'm like, why do you do that?
So does he fuck him?
One out of three.
How much pussy do you get per week? Don't lie. Per week.
Per week or per month?
Month, okay.
Per month, maybe two.
That's a waste of time for
two
a
bitches?
Male fuck.
What? It's not so bad, though.
If you're humming her more than once.
Dude, I'm banging, like, one bitch every week.
But my problem is, though, is I take these good-looking girls home, but then I got to deal with these problems and shit, man. Like, it's better off taking the mediocre girl. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I know what you mean.
For Brent, for instance, it's like,
for instance,
all right, so
it's
like,
easier
she's not,
to take
whatever.
The fucking... Okay, if you have a 10 that you're working with,
yeah.
It's easier to take home the 8 because you're going to mostly wind up getting fucked rather than getting the runaround on it.
Yeah, but the 10's going to call you 3 times a day, be like, when are you going to take me out to dinner? When are you going to do this? And it's like, you know what?
Yeah, they all know.
The 10s are usually pretentious bitches who want fucking money and they want, like,
yeah, so
materials.
What do you do?
Ding.
Oh, yeah, I'm in on that.
You know, ding. Yo, Oz, what do all your girlfriends say about me?
I fucking hate Brandon. Is he hanging up?
Whenever they call, it's always like...
half of them.
No. It's always like, yo, what are you doing tonight? We're hanging out. Well, who are you hanging out with? They always ask, who are you hanging out with? It's like... And I always tell them, it's me, Brandon, whatever. And it's like, oh, Navak, I don't want to see him tonight.
You know what sucks?
So scared.
Every time I hear that, 2 months goes by, mm-hmm. and he winds up fucking him while I'm in
the
line.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I bring him back here and bang him out.
You have...
They always give in.
You have the unbelievable hit ratio of anybody I've ever met.
Sad but true.
I have never seen anybody get so much
sad
as this guy.
Why does he do it?
Who are you talking about, Scott?
How does he do it?
How?
You should write a book on how to... You. I got talking... I'm talking about Brandon Novak. He should write a book.
Street cred.
Totally street cred. I have seen this guy in action. And listen, you know, I've been around the block 2 or 3 times. I give props to you. I gotta say,
what does he do so right?
Help you know me. What I think it is?
He has no money at all. He doesn't have $5 in his bank account. He's a fucking loser.
Yeah, but he's there got every go. Car that you have, though.
You know, no, it's not. No,
like Adam. It's,
but I don't think it's about the cars. I think this guy, he works what he's got, and I think it's all a big psychological game. You know,
I'm awesome,
he does
man.
It. He plays the cards perfectly. I've watched him do it. A lot of times, and I'm impressed every single one.
I think maybe because...
he hits it out of the park.
Maybe because he has nothing to lose, so he just goes...
That's it.
Yo, bitch, like, I have nothing to lose. I live at a millionaire's house, and I get to drive this, that, and the other thing. They're not mine, but I get to drive them. I have access to them whenever I want. So if you come back to the house and bang me out, then maybe you could drive one of them. Like, something like that.
You know what? He doesn't even throw that much out. I've heard him. You know, I've had a wireless mic or two on this guy.
Wireless mic or two.
What have you heard?
Did you ever catch him talking shit? With
yes,
her?
I have.
What you did?
He does not. He does.
You
not.
Were there when he was trying to rig up if you wanted to fuck Pinky Farty Ass or Ditchy Mom.
Hey, I like yo Pinky Farty.
Pinky
ass.
Farty Ass. Yeah, he was like, check on with Ditchy Farty Mom or Pinky Farty Ass.
And I banged the one out. She left me like 8
he
smokes.
And she's the one that left her kid. Remember?
What did you hear on your mic?
We went to Bear Creek. He bang some girl out. We call her Ditchy Mom because she left her kid at the mountain while she went back to the trailer park to bang him out, and then she wanted to cook London broil for everybody.
She's
London
like, bring your crew back. I'm like,
London broil.
I will not let you cook fucking raw meat with your hands. You've been up in my asshole. And in my
yeah, like she's sitting there fingering your ass and shit. Then she's going to sit there and work with London broil?
Not you my know, home, boys.
That's she the last place I want
to be. Yeah, she tells her kid, she's like, don't you got somewhere better to be? Like,
since
they were at the bar, like, yo, don't you have somewhere
better to be? The Newports.
And I wrote down the elevator with her and him in the morning, okay?
What'd
on the way on the way to show, to do this the shoot. And she's like, she looks so happy. Oh, Brandon.
This you know, is got banged out.
She totally, she looked like she had the JFL.
What's my game, Rob Scott? Wireless mic V.
You know what? The game is not about the cars. It's not about the house. It's not about the millionaire friends. It's just that, hey,
sure,
you know
yes,
what? I got
it.
No, but when I heard you, he said, now I got this great jacuzzi. We'll have a great time. You know, I will just talk. It'll be great. And he just totally...
And they say
landed it. It's like boom, landed that fish.
And then the next catch is where do you live, right? So I act fucking foreign to it, like I'm mm-hmm. this big time dude from California. And if Bam's not around, I look for anyone affiliated with us.
You
I'm like,
say?
Yo, Rob Scott, where's Bam live at? Seal the deal.
Yeah,
she's dropping her drawers. She's already
wet. She's Novak yeah. name drops so slick.
He does it.
This style. Is how he'll name drop, and it's not so bad. It's just like. Oh, really? Like, that's where you're from? Yo, Bam, where are we going to go tonight? And they're like, whoa, Bam, what? And
uh-huh.
then they look over and they're like, that's who you're with?
Yeah, but, you know, we're out of town. So, yo, Bam, where are we going to be?
You know, I was just like, oh, I don't know. We're going to head back to Westchester.
Shit,
oh,
my God.
I got to tell you.
What?
Dialogue and style points. This guy shows up in pants that have the crotch cut out of him, and he's got a monk hairstyle. And he's still scoring babes better than anybody else.
Plus, he has a mini hard dick. He has the smallest dick on her.
He's got nothing to look forward to.
Who are you fooling, frat boy?
Dude, your dick is minging, dude.
I don't look forward to you, frat boy.
You got
boy.
A minging-ass, small-ass, mini-hard dick.
Shit. You're right. My dick is small.
So what are you going to do
about that? My pubic hairs are overgrown, which makes my dick small.
Apologize to all the ladies.
I'm sorry, ladies, but I'll do you wrong again.
Now, I tell you about keeping
them to
a trim?
Viking Skull.
Okay, Viking Skull.
CKY in London.
CKY in London, which I won't be there for. September 28th, I have other issues. But come to Baltimore the 20 what?
Wait, say that all again about London, because we all got stepped on. Say that
okay,
again.
Okay, Viking Skull, Clutch, and then CKY are playing in London, and
whoa,
it's going to be the best show fucking ever.
That's
and I'm
great.
Going. But besides that, I need to play Viking Skull right now, and I'm going to play track one. It's bad words, so I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to say
should I spell it?
Here's 28 Facts, so okay. Goodbye.
on, how the fuck you say it? Is it Sirius?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28. Faction.
Yo, 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 yo. We're back on air. This is Radio Bam, Sirius 28, Faction. It's 3 in the morning. And
Rockefeller.
Who would have known that I had to go to L.A. tonight?
Dude, how come I can never come with you, man? You got a girlfriend.
You have goddamn warrants, man.
I don't know warrants. We got his girlfriend now, and I'm just like lost in the sauce.
Well, you drink a lot.
I know. Damn,
you're kind of a bad influence.
I could be. But at least I'll have a lot of work done when you get back.
I prefer you to hang out with Oz when I go away.
But, dude, he's a frat boy who doesn't let me do shit.
I can do kickflips, though. No big deal.
He sits there and watches Lambda, Lambda, Lambda movies.
He asked me how to do a Pivot to Fakie tonight, dude.
I did.
I don't want to talk about that at a bar. Come
pivot
on, man.
To Fakies?
Who cares?
The last thing I want to hear at a bar is a Pivot to Fakie.
Thank you.
Yeah. I always had these skater kids come up at a bar, and they're like, dude, I almost got frontside flips to tail. Dude, I don't hear that frontside flip to tail. That's the last thing I want
to
fucking hear.
I wanted to kill you when you were asking on the way home the other day.
Seriously, Oz.
But, yo. Millionaire has like his fucking 15 grand watch on his wrist. If I decide to shoot up again, you better hide that bitch.
I'll be happy.
I don't really care about it. I'm just kind of wearing it because Phil won it, so, and then he gave it to me, so I figured it was my duty to wear the diamond watch.
Phil did a great job on that.
Don't kiss his ass, Rob Scott.
He did. How about Booth, though?
Rob Scott's kissing Phil's ass, and he's not even here. Why don't you
wait? That means I'm not kissing.
You're wasting time. Why don't you kiss somebody's ass who's here? Kiss Novak's ass, and you might get some pussy.
Kiss it, Scott. I'll suck your dick and swallow.
You rock.
You might wind up getting pussy if you
kiss
Novak's
ass. That was the best
ass.
Kiss ass you could come up with, you rock. I could say, man, like, you've aged not at all. Like, your beard hasn't grown in.
Dude, you're 47.
Like, you're 24, and I'll suck you off.
Dude, you're 47.
Yeah.
That's rock. You're as old as my goddamn dad, I bet.
I know.
Phil's 49, I think.
No, Phil and I are, the same age. Or Don Vito and I are the same age.
My dad's 52, asking for 25 cents.
Doesn't Phil look 10 years older than him?
All right.
He looks
young
as fuck, but age is just a number, man.
Did you see the look on Vito's face when he found out how old I was?
Because you're like Vito's age. Yeah. That's probably why. Yeah. Vito's minging.
Mm-hmm.
Should we call? Wait,
remember when we biked to Delaware?
Yeah. Oh, listen, can I say this about him? Kicking my ass. I love riding bikes, all right? And then I got the helmet, I got the clip-in pedals, right? And I got the cool bike. And this guy gets on a freaking, you know, little mountain bike. He's wearing skater shoes. Fucking kicks my ass all the way to Delaware, standing up on all the hills. And I'm like huffing and puffing, going, maybe I shouldn't ride with professional athletes. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you did great on that ride.
I just, like, try these tricks for 3 hours straight, so, like, pumping up a hill is no big deal, really.
Man, dude, you were in great shape.
I wasn't on a mission. I just, like, wanted to get up the hill. It was no big deal, really.
Yeah.
I follow his work ethics, though, because I'm worthless, so I got to follow in his steps. You know?
See, you don't have to be worthless, but you choose to be worthless.
Well, that's what I prefer.
Is that a goal?
See, he'll wake up in the morning and be like, God damn, we need to go to Kildare's, grab a beer. It's like, why do we need a beer at fucking 12.
I don't know. You should be down here.
Why don't you grab a beer at 9? Why do you have to have a beer at 12?
I don't know. Is that when cocktail hour starts?
Novak drinks all day, every day.
Oh. No, I don't.
Sort of.
I'm trying to go to the real world party and get fast company.
Oh.
Is it working out?
He just left a message. Came on.
Who did?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Can we hear it? Sure. You guys will hear it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 3 in the morning. You might be hearing this at 7, but it's pretty late, and we're going to end up going to a party.
And doing Kenneth shots Square. Of Hypnotic all night.
Oh, yeah.
What's that shit? Is that that light blue-ass shit?
Yeah.
I hate that crap.
It's like, yeah, you're a huge-ass party. Well,
God,
that's the way it is, though. That's what they served us up with last time.
Why do I like Oz, man?
Hypnotic.
I don't know, man. Every time we go away, you're always hanging out with his fucking frat boy ass.
And I always have to defend you in front of Bam, man, because he don't really like you. But I
I'm like, why are you like Oz? He's like, I don't know, he's a frat boy. I'm like, that's exactly why you shouldn't be hanging out with him.
Here's the real old party. Everyone listen.
Okay.
New bag, what's up, bro? You're actually kicking in my house, partying.
Kicking it.
Give me a call.
Sounds like a wigger.
Pretty boring, but I'm going to go get
that
pussy.
That was totally boring.
Sorry, guys. Late.
I'd
love to talk
it.
To you, but this Dick Farm here, along with the girlfriend's band.
It's kind of time to go. I'm going to play one last song. What is it, Tom?
Tom, what is it?
Him?
Which one?
Drunk on Shadows.
Well, do you have that shit?
We got that shit.
Did you know that this doesn't come out until a week from now?
Your birthday, right?
Yeah, but they sent it to me, so I figured I'd be the dick to play it.
If you want to send a present, send it to
There's
fans.
A lot of fans out there waiting.
Send us present performance.
I figure the least I could do is play a song 8 days before it comes
Novak,
out.
You're so overmodulating right now, dude.
Sorry. Yo, this is my favorite song in the album, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Drunk on Shadows. Let's hear this shit.
Happy birthday, man.
Then we're going to go out drinking. Thanks.
Damn, too late.
All right, this is for my birthday. Drunk on Shadows, Radio BAM, Series 28. Later.
Take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio BAM at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio BAM at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Go big. Go. Faction.
Sirius 28.